Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Third and six. Steps away. McCarthy floating it for Jefferson downfield, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Malachi Starks. His first career interception. And Starks looking for some running room. Tracked down from behind by Jordan Addison. On third and one, McCarthy looking deep. Down the middle, Jefferson and Humphrey get tangled up, and it's an interception by Marlon Humphrey. Humphrey trying to find some room to run, and Humphrey out of bounds near the 30-yard line.
Let him run in after the catch.
And Justice Hill to the goal line, trying to burrow in for the touchdown. No signal yet. There it is. Touchdown, Baltimore. Jackson on the roll. Back of the end zone, and it is caught. Mark Andrews with the touchdown.
Highlights courtesy of Fox. One bit of cleanup. Malachi Starks, it was not his first career interception. He got an interception last week. So interceptions in back-to-back weeks. But not a work of art. But Ravens, pretty convincing 27-19 win at Minnesota yesterday. And they've now won three in a row. And with the Steelers' loss last night, they're a game out of first place in the AFC North.
Happy days are here again. How about that?
I'm happy.
Everything comes back around. It's weird. I was more impressed with the defense than the offense.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Question.
I mean, I, and you don't really want to belabor the point with the offense because it ended up not really mattering. But it was odd. It seemed sleepy. It seemed off. I think a lot of it probably had to do with their concerns about the offensive line in that type of environment.
Bone had a theory too.
It seemed scaled back. It seemed very uber conservative. Like it was different. It wasn't the Monk LJ show we're used to.
It was bizarre. And Lamar didn't throw a pass 20 air yards downfield the entire game. He threw a quick pass, so that's under 2.5 seconds, on 65.5% of his attempts. That was the second highest rate of his career. And Brian Flores, he blitzed the heck out of him, as we all expected that he would. But, Jason, it almost seemed to me that the Ravens were like, hey, if we don't bleep it up, 9 is going to. Like, you give him enough time, he will bleep it up, and you will end up winning this football. It was a grinded out, ugly game. But in a weird way, despite with them trailing at halftime, I never really felt like they were in true danger of losing that game.
And something else, at least to me, there were three drops early. Zay on the first drive, the three and out. And then Andrews and Likely back-to-back. And I think it frustrated Lamar. And,
sure.
So it took him a little bit. At the end of the first half, he started to get into a rhythm, beginning of the third quarter, rhythm again. But I think that got him off kilter a little bit. Because that's a touchdown drive if one or both of those guys catch those balls.
For sure. But you think of it was just self-destruction after self-destruction for the Vikings. You get the three turnovers, the kickoff, three turnovers on downs, 13 penalties for 102 yards, eight false starts at home. We were talking the entire week, hey, that's a true home field advantage. That place is going to be rocking. And it was the Vikings that eight false starts?
At home.
Like, that's inexcusable.
No, I mean, look, we're worried about Ravens special teams meltdowns. Minnesota melted down on special teams. Ravens special teams were really good.
Yes.
Maybe their best game of the year.
Maybe their best game in a while,
for sure.
I mean, yeah, the offensive line miscues were more Minnesota than Baltimore. It was just an odd game. Yeah, just a weird football game. It didn't feel like a normal Ravens football game in a lot of ways, and none of that matters. How it felt, how it looked, doesn't matter. It was another comfortable enough, workmanlike win. Nobody got hurt.
Well, Bateman, but he's got a high ankle sprain. He's probably going to miss some time.
Like, well, what's he done all year?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a role in this offense. Yeah. This version of this Ravens offense, he doesn't have a role. He's done nothing all year. I mean, like,
nobody of consequence.
But to your point, Jason, when you start the season 1-5, you don't have to apologize for any win.
Nope.
Because this is survive and advance time for the Ravens. And now you put yourself in a position where you've won three straight games. The Steelers keep tripping over their own feet. And now you're a game back when that seemed crazy talk heading into the bye.
It's, you know, it's different because they were a better team a year ago, but the Steelers were up like three or four games a year ago, weren't they? I remember watching that Hard Knocks, and they, like, the early episodes of Hard Knocks, it was basically assumed the Steelers were winning the division, and then the Ravens go on that late run and win the division by, what, a couple games because they beat the Steelers week 18.
Yeah, and look, it's another game, too, where defense early, you're kind of like, I mean, the kid throws a 61-yard pass down the sideline. Mm-hmm. You're like, the number four option in that passing game, right, maybe number five, right? So you got, all right, well, what's going on with Naylor?
And then
they score. And then you're looking at Lamar under a little bit of pressure early, and you're thinking, boy, they're not going to get any explosives on offense today in all likelihood. And they're still able to win comfortably. Like, is that, again, exactly how you'd want to draw it up? Is it ideal? No, but I think it's also, to their credit, it's a feather in their cap that they were able, again, right? It was kind of like the Miami game a little bit in that regard. And then it ends up in the second half being pretty comfortable. You run the ball down their throats in the second half. You don't make any mistakes. They make plenty. And you end up winning comfortably.
Yeah, when things got a little hairy there, Vikings kicked that field goal to make it a 6-point game. You respond with an 11-play, 67-yard
drive. Best drive of the day.
Taking up over 6.5 minutes, converting multiple third downs, and you go up 27-13, and that's all she wrote.
Yeah, I tried to tell you, Bone, last week that J.J. McCarthy stinks.
He stinks. Not now will you say Cornball McGee.
They got their talking points
with that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm over that.
And the thing that I like Kevin O'Connell, you love Kevin O'Connell too. They were having success running the football at times.
Oh, yeah.
And yet they kept letting this kid throw the ball around the gym.
Mason didn't touch it as much as he should have. They could have really, I thought, got a Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside thing going there. Yeah. I mean, almost a 3-to-1 throw to run ratio. Look, the interception that Marlon made, good old Marlon. Like, I'll throw a 50-50 ball. Jefferson on Marlon on a post with no safety help.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances, especially after I just watched Marlon earlier in the game fall down on the sidelines almost against Naylor. So I don't really blame him on that one. The other one was just was an arm.
Third and inches from midfield.
That's ridiculous.
Three for 14 on
third
down.
Yeah, I mean, you took yourself out of fourth down opportunity there. And like I told you guys, my biggest issue with him is he throws a line drive. He doesn't know how to arc the ball, and he must have had eight balls knocked down at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Like, he's not Russell Wilson. He's not Dylan Gabriel. He ain't a wee little guy.
No,
he just has a weird motion. He doesn't really come all the way over the top. He doesn't get his shoulders behind the ball that much. And it comes in hot on a line drive. And everybody and anybody was knocking balls down at the line of scrimmage.
And again, when you have all of those false starts, they were just ended up being drive killer after drive killer.
How do you have 40 yards and false starts in your own building?
Crazy.
It's half a football field. Crazy.
They said Kevin Seifert, who we had on the show last week, said the most that they've had in the game since 2000. And that was, the last one was a road game, obviously. This was at home.
Yeah, and look, so good on the Ravens for taking advantage of all that. They beat a lesser team. But don't make light of it. That's a tough place to win.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Real tough place to win. And you fall behind early, and you don't really do much as a passing offense whatsoever. Your play caller has a really weird day. And to their credit, they're probably scared as hell of their offensive line, and I don't blame them. So survive in advance.
And we talk about lesser teams before we start previewing the show. Sports are funny. Saints are a lesser team. They went to Carolina yesterday and won. The Dolphins, we just saw them.
What the heck?
They're a lesser team. They beat the pants
that
off of Buffalo
curb stomp
yesterday. So, you know,
they won all four quarters. Yeah. Miami won all four quarters against Buffalo. Don't get it twisted.
So you don't show up, you can get beat in the NFL. Okay, in any sport. They like you saw
well,
it yesterday.
In this sport right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
In this sport right now is, I mean, look at Miami the last two games out. Look at Minnesota. Just look through the Ravens prism of their most recent opponents and look how helter-skelter they are from one week to the next.
Yeah, look at, like, it's funny to watch. Like, the Lions last week got their doors blown off by Minnesota. They go to D.C. and beat the crap out of the Commanders.
Miami rolled over in the second half against the
Ravens. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Want to know part of it?
No. Yeah.
They were done.
No. They didn't want to tackle Derrick Henry in the fourth quarter.
The GM gets fired, not the coach. They don't play for 9 days. Buffalo's beat them 15 of the last 16 times. They averaged 33 points a game with Josh Allen against them. And Josh Allen didn't score until garbage time.
No.
Like,
it was something else. Massive victory Monday show. It's our usual guest on a Monday. Jonah Schaefer, he covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He'll join us at 4. And our own Cordell Woodland talking Ravens at 5.
Yeah. Pretty much all NFL show today. That's Purple Mondays when you're in the thick of a playoff push. And it's still very early days and baseball hot stove, obviously. We may get around to Maryland a little bit here at some point. Not to great length, more for tomorrow, but got Regents meeting and behind doors scuffling and scurrying.
Yeah.
And it was a brutal weekend for football program.
Yeah. It is not great for basketball either.
No.
Coming up next, though, Jason alluded to it. Is the defense good? We take a look at their defense yesterday against the Vikings next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands.
or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're on the Fan.
But I also think you create your opportunities. You create your opportunity by being in the right spots. We could add a couple more if we were the ball carried a foot further or something like that. But we had 11 quarterback hits. So a lot of talk about the lack of pressure, but we had 11 quarterback hits and four batted balls. Those are passes defended by the D-line and the pass rushers. I mean, that's pretty darn great. So those guys, I thought, had a phenomenal game.
John Harbaugh after the game talking about the defense, a defense that I think bowed up pretty nicely. They got two picks. I thought they should have had a third. Ben and I were talking about it in the room. Like, how do you have an accelerated review on that Roquan play? At least have the guy go under the hood to look at it. I'm not 100% convinced he didn't catch that. Alas, they only got one sack, but they pressured J.J. McCarthy. They also, I think, and something that I'll get into in the six pack, I thought Kyle Hamilton was screwing with his head pretty good. But am I rushing? Am I not? Where am I coming from? Seemed like Zach Gore had himself a pretty nice game plan yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was more like I had a half dozen guys touching the ball at the line of scrimmage. So Harb's number 13, four might
13
be a little
pass
low.
Deflections, according to PFF.
Yeah, but I'm talking at the line
of
scrimmage.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are different ways to disrupt the ball in flight. One is to get to the quarterback and take him to the ground before he throws the ball. One way is to force him to throw erroneously because you're close enough to him that it impacts him. And then there's obviously getting to the ball as it's coming out of his hand and then getting to the ball downfield. And the Ravens have had trouble with all of those for the most part this season. And look, do they have an individual who's going to take a game over from a pass rush standpoint? No. Did I think we'd see them blitz with a little more effectiveness, guys from the secondary against a young quarterback like this who's clearly revved up and hyper and you might be able to blow him up? I thought they would, but they caged him in. His legs were not a factor at all, which kind of shocked me that O'Connell didn't have some design stuff for him. Especially as well as they seemed like they were running the ball with Jones.
They had the weird throwback pass.
He had the 26-yard run on the final drive. Beyond that, he did nothing with his legs.
But no, look, I thought they checked a lot of vital boxes as a defense. Hockenson didn't show up at all. They took away Jefferson.
And
they affected the quarterback around the line of scrimmage. Again, not so much with sacks, but with pressures and tip balls, which is fine. When you're doing that other stuff, then yeah, I'll buy that sacks are overrated. They were stout enough against the run. I mean, again, I think you can give a hat tip to number 9 and O'Connell on some of this stuff, but regardless, they came away with two interceptions, which is huge. And one of those interceptions on a 50-50 ball with Jefferson, which is not a great place to be. As a corner who's starting to maybe show his age a little bit and look pretty beat up in that game, good old Marlon. Hamilton impacted the game in a very positive way again. And you had players from the defense show up on special teams and make big plays.
By the way,
so that we had not talked about many of those things after many Ravens games the last few months.
Low key, that might have been as good a game as Travis Jones has ever played also. Yep. He was wrecking things at the line of scrimmage yesterday. I haven't seen, like, we've heard the hype about Travis Jones for a while. I haven't seen that.
No.
There were so many guys on this defense that were extremely active yesterday. Heck, the new guy, Draymond Jones, he was getting consistent pressure.
Four pressures.
Had a couple of quarterback hits. Mike Green had three quarterback hits. Back-to-back games in which Malachi Starks got an interception.
How about the Mike Green, the play on the running? The 7-yard loss on the running play? Yeah.
This defense, it's been night and day from the beginning of the year, where you allowed 37 or more points in four of the first five games. You've allowed 58 points over your last four games. No one scored over 20 points against this defense, and now you're starting to see the takeaways. The two turnovers in the first five games, you got eight in the last four. And that has been such a huge difference. And I know we're focusing on the defense, but three straight games in which the offense doesn't have a giveaway. You win the turnover battle in the NFL, you're going to win a heck of a lot more often than not.
I thought the corners specifically, like, I thought Awuzie played a hell of a game, I thought he got a horse bleep PI call on him. It reminded me a little of the Tre'Davious White one in the playoff game. Like, that's not PI. And Nate Wiggins, if he doesn't fall asleep on that last play, like, I think he thought the receiver was out of bounds, so he just stopped. And the guy wasn't out of bounds, and he catches the ball in the back of the end zone. But I thought... Jason, they held Addison and Jefferson to 7 catches for 72 yards on 23 targets.
Yeah. The quarterbacks.
He stinks.
He stinks.
Quarterback's really bad. He's got a long way to go. There's no two ways about it. And again, I don't think they did him any favors with all the false starts, obviously. And with some of the game plan and not letting him play some option football and throw on the run on bootlegs if he does decide to keep it, you know, and not put it in somebody's belly or pull it out of their belly. Let him roll to his right and have just a little quick run, you know, run pass. Oh, RPO looks for him. I get it. You're cutting off half the field, but when he's got the kind of athletes at his disposal, how do you scout the Ravens the last 3 years, going back to even when this defense was dominant under McDonald, and not make a point to get Hockenson, make Hockenson the primary early on seam routes? Like, I
thought he'd be a safety blanket, and he'd like 2 for 8. That was surprising.
And even a lot of targets were in the second half when it was just hurry up and chuck it all over mode because they're down 2 scores. Like, a lot of things I think the Vikings will look back on and say, from an offensive standpoint, that wasn't nearly good enough. But again, they went on the road. They created some pressure. They created some turnovers. They didn't give up points. Like, those are huge fundamental pillars for this defense that, okay, it's one thing to do that at home against a scrub team or a struggling team or whatever. It's another to go and do it on the road against a team that had something to play for.
Yes.
And then we're going to find out. Is it Joe Burrow in 3 or 4 weeks? Is it... We'll eventually get there. It's going to take a little while, but we'll get to that portion of the schedule when we'll really find out. Because Jordan Love at Lambeau in December is going to be a whole lot more like the playoffs.
But this is starting to be a decent sample size. You're talking about a month now, and we can go back to the Rams game, and you can say they did a lot of things self-inflicted, but you held them to 17 points. The Bears as well. Miami, who just dropped 30 on the Bills. Like, Zach Orr and the defense, they have a lot of confidence right now, and they're about to play a couple more bad quarterbacks in the next couple weeks.
So leave with this, and Kevin Seifert, who we had on the show, covers the Vikings for ESPN last week. He said this just to point out the McCarthy of it all. His off-target throw percentage by quarter per ESPN research. So in quarter 1, 0. Quarter 2, 20%. Quarter 3, 18.2. In the fourth quarter, he was 40% off-target.
Again, I think they didn't manage the game well for him. They could have run the ball more. They could have attacked the Ravens linebackers more with running backs and tight ends as primaries and in little wheel routes and little quick seam routes. It was pretty bizarre. Both teams have smart people running their offense. I was often befuddled by both offensive play callers yesterday.
Well, speaking of the offense, it's six-pack time coming up next, and it's our six-pack of offensive observations. Ravens win their third in a row, defeat the Vikings 27-19, our six-pack of offensive observations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Next, you're on the Fan. Six-pack time. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Ravens win their third in a row, defeating the Vikings 27-19. Time for our six-pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I love Monk. We love Monk. But even really smart guys do dumb things because you have to realize the moment you're in. The decision to throw on third down at the two-minute warning when 40 seconds was going to come off that clock and give the ball to a rookie quarterback with 40 less seconds, it almost led to an interception. Lamar knocks the ball down. Van Ginkle tips the ball. I don't care if Charlie Kohler was open and Van Ginkle makes a great play. You run the ball. It's about the clock at that point. That was almost disastrous.
Now, I had a lot of play calling questions, more than I can remember in a long time. So that pushed play calling in its totality up the list a little bit for me. Six was, I just didn't like their energy in the first half. They seemed lethargic. They seemed like there wasn't much urgency. Like they seemed kind of slumbering, almost hungover. But it's like I'm sitting there thinking, well, we can't be overjoyed about beating Miami 9 days ago. Like I was really begging to see some more cadence, some more tempo. Like I thought they had an opportunity here to establish some things early, and they just everything seemed just too methodical to me in the first half. And I feel like. I can remember a couple years back, we're documenting all their first drives, right? Mm. And how they came out and they put people on their heels. I just never got that sense from them in this ball game.
Number five.
The drops. I put it at five. I mean, maybe it should be higher. Maybe it's a different game. Maybe there's more tempo cadence. Maybe they do dictate more if guys they count on, tight ends, can hang on to the ball. I mean, there's the ball that's behind Bateman in the end zone, but like you get both hands
on
it. The end zone, like that's points, man. You're throwing to three of your more able-handed guys, and to have them come up small like that on a day where it really kind of felt like Zay was doing all the work in the pass game, in the receiving game, suboptimal.
Yeah, my five is the Bateman injury, who was in a boot and said he has a high ankle sprain after the game. So he's going to miss time, probably 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle. And I guess that means Tez Walker, you're the next man up. Now, granted, Bateman has not had the impact on the offense as he had a year ago, but still, he's a guy they like to go to. As Jason pointed out, he had that ball in the end zone before the play where he had the high ankle sprain. He does get open, and now you won't have him for a little bit.
Number four.
I just think it needs to be pointed out that it wasn't that long ago where when there were sure running situations, you knew they were running the ball, and they would get hat on hat, and they would push people around. And yet, for another week, they can't run the ball when you know they're going to run the ball unless they get cute. And I'll get to that in a minute. But it's just it's disheartening to see them not be able to run the football when you know they have to run the football.
We're kind of getting at the same thing, but I went about it a little differently. I don't know what Monk's trying to do as a play caller when you've now seen that you're not a good short yardage running team. 33 should be a passing down. So I didn't like the play calling across the board. I didn't like the play calling in the black zone. I didn't like the play calling in the high red zone. I didn't like a lot of the play calling in goal to go, but it's 7 or more yards. Like, I didn't like the sledgehammer approach, which I think, again, kept their cadence down, kept their tempo down. They're not good at that stuff. You've got a $60 million quarterback, like, who's making up for lost time because you were without him for... And then you couple that with, so wait, we're not going to throw in all those situations, and now we are going to throw instead of just burning 40 seconds off the clock? Monk had me scratching my head more than usual. And it wasn't just one weird, you know, early in the year, why the hell is Derrick Henry throwing an option pass? He had me consistently scratching my head.
I'm with you, Jason. The short yardage issue continues to show up every single week. And they were 0 for 3 in their first red zone opportunities. And the last of the three in which it was first and goal at the 4-yard line. And right after Derrick Henry runs into nothing, you just knew they were going to settle for a field goal at that point. Like, it feels inevitable.
Six pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Bye-bye deep ball. I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, we know that Bateman is just a decoy and the scope of this offense has changed, but this really hit home. And I know it's loud there, and I'll get to the offensive line in a second. It's clear to me. They being Monk, they being Harbs, they being Lamar, don't really trust a lot of what's going on up there. But to not even have any intent – to not even show off, like, just throw a few to Bateman, just to throw a few, to make them remember that it's... And I'm talking about under center play action, 7-step drop, chuck it. I'm not talking about 5 Mississippi Lamar scramble drill, throw it downfield, down the sideline, see if it... No, I'm talking about within the construct of the offense. It just felt so detached, so not even... Like, not only was it not going to happen in practice, I don't even think the theories were out there. Like, it wasn't even, let's just show it to him. It felt like it was totally gone, and then you put the Bateman injury on top of it, and there's different ways to skin a cat, but I don't know that they're getting back there this year.
That was three, right?
Number two.
You didn't give your three.
Oh, crap. I almost cursed. I thought I was confused. My three was I like those. My bad, Ben. I signaled. Ben's that was like, my bad.
And this is not. Hey, Ben, if he still wins his six pack, you know the fix is really in.
Well, I know this is not the day to mess with Ben. I saw it in the kitchen. My three is I like a couple of those goofy calls. In a day that Monk wasn't great, the fake tush push pitch to Lamar, even though watch the replay, Andrews almost threw it over his head. Yeah. Yeah. I like that. And they ran this wild sweep where like the whole team.
Catches it back here.
Yeah. The whole team was out in front of Derrick Henry, sweep left. I like that. So there was a couple of things and that was the one drive where they were able to run the football a little bit. I did like, there was some ingenuity there from Monk, so I appreciated that.
Number two.
Number two were
the drops.
You had Zay Flowers on the first drive in the three and out. Andrews and Likely back to back, and then the Bateman one. But the three early ones, I think, put Lamar in a funk for about a quarter. It seemed to frustrate him, and he didn't get right till the end of the first half. I thought the drops were big.
Two for me is I don't know what to make of this offensive line. Like, Lamar didn't get killed. He wasn't constantly under pressure. But my God, it's like they've had to adopt a completely different identity throwing the football to compensate for them. So, like, I have a hard time giving them a lot of credit because I feel like they've chopped one of their balls off. You know what I mean? Oh, to survive.
Oh, I can't do that.
Like, and even, like, when they need to run, they can't run. The short yardage running, even with Derrick Henry in better form, and Ricard back still leaves a lot to be desired. Red zone rushing leaves a lot to be desired. Goal to go rushing leaves a lot to be desired. But it could have been worse. Because we've seen games this year where Lamar has been sacked five times and run out with a hammy. So you tell me, like I still think they're a problem. I guess I still kind of think they're a problem because I think a lot of what we're getting at here comes from the fact that they're playing with one hand behind their back because they don't trust their offensive line.
Number one.
Hey, they got a lead and they ran the ball then. Derrick Henry, 47 yards on the ground on a go-ahead drive. Sign me up for it. Like, people knew they were going to run the ball then, especially on a day when they're not even trying to throw it. And they were able to grind out a defense and bleed them out gradually over a second half and put the game away. And that's got to be there. If you're not going to get explosives, then you better be able to play keep away. And they were able to play some keep away.
They won a game, and they won it quite handily on a day when Lamar did not put the cape on. And I think that says something. On the road, tough environment. And as we point out in the open, you can tell me about lesser opponents. Miami was a lesser opponent. They just blew out the Bills. The Saints are a lesser opponent. They just won at Carolina, who has a winning record for the first time in forever. You have to beat the teams on your schedule, and they did so without Lamar being like Lamar.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
To ding you some for almost cussing as well. Yeah. But no, Jason, a lot of yours with the offensive line, short passing. Lamar averaged 4.1 air yards per attempt. That's the lowest in a game with 20-plus attempts in his career. And didn't throw a pass 20 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. And the Bateman of it all, and we touched on this during a TMI, I think a week or two ago, he's only had five attempts go his way all year long, traveling 20 air yards or more. 5 in 9 games.
Like, you can't tell me Lamar is afraid to do. Like, they can't. They're not calling it. They're not trying it. They're not even pretending it's in their toolkit right now.
Especially yesterday. It was just catch, ball out.
By the way, Harbaugh did confirm an ankle injury for Bateman, said he'll, quote, be okay. He's meeting with the media right now. He said, well, no more later in the week. Thought it was a hip drop tackle. And then the officials have said that they can't call that in real time. So I'm sure that's like the guy will get a fine later in the week. But they said it's nearly impossible to call hip drop in real time. So, alas, coming up next, we want to hear from the people. Ravens have won 3 in a row. They're 4-5. They are a game out of first place in the AFC North and still have to play the Steelers twice. So your thoughts on this team, are they back? 410-583-1057. What'd you like and what didn't you like from yesterday? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. Ravens win 27-19. They've won 3 in a row. They're a game back of the Steelers in the AFC North. And what do the people think? 410-583-1057. What'd you like yesterday? What didn't you like? Are the Ravens back? 410-583-1057. Let's start with Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey there.
So like I've been telling Bob and Vinny, I think that the Ravens are going to end up being 10-7 to end the year. And I think really the only competition in the division is the Steelers, obviously. And we know that the Steelers are basically kind of frauds. I think worst case, 9-8 wins the division. But right now I have penciled in the two losses being possibly to New England or Green Bay. And then we split with the Steelers to end up with 10-7. So I think that the team is obviously trending in the right direction since they've got a lot of guys back from injury. So let's just hope they keep playing good football.
Appreciate the call. 10-7 probably wins this division.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
And there's an outside shot. 9 wins might do it.
Who's the Steelers' backup quarterback?
Who is the Steelers?
It's Mason Rudolph.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Let's grab.
I tell you what, he can run around and chuck it downfield more than this guy.
He can.
I mean, this guy still has the arm strength, but he don't have the want to.
He doesn't have the chutzpah.
Like Hail Mary with a 3-man rush, he can still throw it 65 yards.
Yeah.
Live ammunition coming his way, not so much.
Mm-hmm. Kevin's in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
What's good, fellas?
Hey. What's up?
For me, fellas, I like that we took our lumps up front. The players had to find out who they were. I think we got pulled into a nice, good alley fight yesterday, and we came out on top. Jay, for me, a lot of this is what you guys have been talking about, Dill. I think we're a football team that's building resiliency. We're building toughness. We're incorporating the lessons learned from these games that didn't go well. So for me, fellas, in closing, this football team is ascending to possibly become a contender, but we got to watch our P's and Q's, and we got to play masculine football. Thanks, fellas.
Appreciate the phone.
Yeah. Thank you.
410-583-1057. Ken's in Owings Mills. Ken, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. What's going on with you? Hey, we are so not back. And we are not back until we fix that offensive line because you can see the frustration on Lamar's face. And frustration is Lamar's kryptonite. He cannot put that cape on with the frustration all over him.
That's a great point.
And, Jason, I have a question for you. If this experiment run doesn't work and the guy from Seattle walks into the Super Bowl, are you going to lead the charge with the torches out to the castle?
Appreciate the call.
Not because of that, because I just don't think we can't go back in time. Like, Harbs had put together a staff that looked like it might be. He's had good staffs.
Yeah.
That year with Monk and McDonald might have been his best. Like, they both should have got head coaching. He puts his best staff together. Lamar's ascending in a way he never has before. McDonald leaves. Now, again, I would have given it to Denard Wilson a lot. Bobby D would have given it to Denard Wilson.
Instead of
a lot of people would have given it to Denard Wilson. And maybe you wouldn't have had all these bumps along the way defensively. But, like, I don't think you could have reasonably said, Harbs, you're gone, to find out what McDonald's going to be as our head coach.
Yeah, they just were the one seed in the AFC and played in the AFC title game. Like, you can't do that. It's like great revisionist history.
This is the way the league works. Like, it's not like McDonald was the linebacker coach and you screwed up by not promoting him to D coordinator. Or it's not like you let Denard didn't have to totally leave the building.
Yeah.
So, like, mistakes were made, but I can't look at that one and be like, you should have thrown $10 million at him to stay as a D coordinator. No, like, what are you talking about?
It would have took a lot of chutzpah to make that move.
Yeah.
To move
on. Harbs, you're done. Yeah.
And look, if Harbs wins the division, and again, I'm someone who came out week one and said, that can't happen, that fourth quarter, he's on notice for me. If I own the team, you're damn close to being fired. Not in season, but afterwards. But they have started to course correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not. They win this division. Dude, they're not firing John Harbaugh.
It's only happened four times in the history of the NFL. A team started 1-5 and made the playoffs. If they start 1-5 and win the division,
it's not like
he's going nowhere.
Well, no matter what Mike McDonald does, like Harbs is like, I don't know. You could say they've got to fire Harbs. Now, if this thing kept going down off the rails, like it was going off the rails, that's a different scenario.
If they were 2-8, you might have a giant situation where your coach get fired in season, but they're not. They're 4-5.
I mean, again, you want to talk about now Harbs has got, okay, so Orr's got it righted a little bit.
Yes.
They made a few moves in season because they always make moves in season because the front office has no urgency in the offseason. Like, maybe we'll do this later in the week. You want to do checks and balances now. Who's more at fault for them being where they are? Harbs or still Harbs having to win with no O-line and really not a D-line?
How about the fact that low key, Vinson was up yesterday and not Noteboom. So if something happens to one of your tackles, you got the rookie, fifth round pick in the game.
That's the offensive line that their front office built.
Let's go to Trippy. Trippy, you're on the Fan.
Trippy!
Hey, what's up with y'all?
Yo!
Hey, I agree with the last caller, right? Like, I feel like we back, but let's be honest, man. I think even Stevie Wonder sees something as like the weakest link on the Ravens team is the offensive line, man. Like, it's just sad. Like, is it that hard to play offensive line?
It's not easy. I mean, a lot of teams
they're
not being developed at the college game because the college game has become basketball, football.
I blame that on coaching, right? Because, like, you keep hitting. And God rest his soul, man. I know Joey B probably rolling over in his grave right now the way how this old line is playing, man. They playing like trash. But, hey, I ain't going to down them too much, though. But defense still looking good. That boy Marlon Humphrey, man, somebody need to tell him, like, just tackle, bro. You don't always have to strip, bro. Tackle. You know what I mean? Them extra five.
Whiffed on the sack.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Them extra yards and stuff might cost us in the long run. You know what I mean? Time of possession, different stuff like that. But other than that, though, we good, man. Who we got next? The Browns? That should be an easy win.
In Cleveland. Hey, that's been a house of horrors. They got Jameis a year ago.
Hey, let me tell y'all something, man.
You driving to that one, Trippy?
Throw the ball. It's Dylan Gabriel.
I'm going to take a trip to that one. I'm going.
You rent a car?
Yeah.
That's an easy drive. That's a nothing drive. 6 hours. Easy.
Right?
Yeah.
So real quick, this is how I'm going to do it, right? So I'm 1-2 in Cleveland. I plan on leaving 500, and I hope the Ravens leave 500 too. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down, Trippy. Thank you for the call. Maybe we take some calls a little later. We do have a bunch of phone calls. But we got to get to League at Large coming up next. We have our head coach fired. We have the Buffalo Bills obviously not fired up for their game in Miami yesterday. And the Colts in Berlin. It's League at Large next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.